Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
By the way, and we're just going to update you on this story. Everybody recalls, I believe it was a little over a week ago, that actually two Fridays ago, so two weeks ago tomorrow, that a sports reporter for a Platte County newspaper was shot and killed in what authorities believe is a road rage incident in the Northland on I-29. His name was Dennis Sharkey. He was 50 years old, and he wrote for the Citizen newspaper. The Metro Squad formed. They have collected video, or they did collect video from all the businesses along that stretch of I-29. They can't find anything. No witnesses have really come forward. There is no evidence that they could find. The Metro Squad has disbanded.
Now, Metro Squads are not meant to
be forever.
Convene forever. It is to get in quickly, chase down as many leads as you can, hopefully come up with a suspect. I still cannot believe was it 7 p.m. that happened?
It was roughly between 6:30 and 7 p.m.
That no one saw what was leading up to the fatal shooting, where the aggressor got out of their car, approached his car.
For whatever reason, traffic was not moving.
Yes, and shot and killed him.
It's so sad. And my heart breaks for his family. And we had Eric Zahn, the Platte County prosecutor, on shortly thereafter because they were just stumped. They had no leads, and he came on to say, hey, we need some help. And apparently that went unanswered. But Eric Zahn, because I asked him in that interview, have you ever met Dennis Sharkey? And he said, yes, a handful of times. He was a wonderful man, and it's a shame.
Could it be that there was really an instance where nobody saw anything? I mean, we are so aggressively in our own lane, lack of a better term, as we go through life now, that if something looks like it's a little bit off, our human nature says to avoid, avoid, avoid. And so if they saw something going down, there's a good chance that every single person driving by was like, oh, 10 and 2, eyes on the road.
They posted, I think it was the Marion Police Department. In the last couple of days, there was a wreck on the highway that looked to be right smack dab in the middle of the highway. So not far left lane, no one moved over. Not far right lane, where everyone moved. Like right smack dab on the highway, this wreck happened.
Okay.
And they posted dash cam overnight of an officer up sort of toward the flashing lights, narrowly escaping with his life. After a car just comes flying into frame, going full highway speed. And Scott, these were like three or four emergency vehicles are right smack dab in the middle of the highway. You can see the lights from a mile.
Lights are a flash.
You can see it.
Okay.
This car just goes whoom right on through it, and at the very last second kind of gets over so that the officer's not hit.
Thank God.
And they showed the video, and they're like, pay attention. Not for just your life and the lives of those around you. From the officer's perspective, where if you're not going to see that in the middle of the road with all of those emergency vehicle lights flashing, you are clearly so buried in your phone, you are not, you are oblivious to what's going on around you.
I am amazed just driving down Shawnee Mission Parkway to work every day. Obviously, I can't see them at night, but during the day on my way to work, how many people, after all these years, are still nose deep into their phone while they're driving?
There was a woman today as I was taking the exit onto 69 Highway from 435. It is a long swooping exit. You maintain 55, 60 miles an hour on that exit.
Yep.
She was swerving back and forth, and I was like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. I get up onto 69 Highway, and I get beside her. She's some 60-year-old woman, and she has her phone propped up on top of her steering wheel, texting with both hands.
Oh, my God.
And I, like, tried to get her attention, waving at her. She never looked up from the phone.
Because driving for her is a secondary need. Texting whomever she's texting is her only real concern, and you and everybody around her be damned.
And it was dense traffic. I mean, she was nearly hitting cars on both sides as she was swerving back and forth.
So, Scott, you know, get off your high horse. Act like you don't text when you drive. I don't. Have I in the past when it was a newer technology? Yes. But I have been rear-ended twice.
Oh, that's right.
Twice by somebody who hit me. I was at a stoplight both times, and both times, this is just anecdotal, both times it was a woman. And both times they plowed into the back of my car going the speed limit. They weren't even paying attention.
And the first thing they say when they get out of the car, sorry, I was looking at my phone. No. I'm like, why are you admitting it?
They don't. Sam, they don't. They just say, oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. Yes, you do. There's a reason you plowed into the back of me going the speed limit. Because you weren't looking up. I will not look at my phone if my car is moving. Anyway, 913-586-7798. Sorry for the rant. You've heard the saying, a penny for your thoughts. But how long can we say that when there's talk of getting rid of the penny?
And do you know what it costs to be a penny? I heard this on Middays, and I was like, what?
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.